America in crisis. It's Election 2020 with John Catsimatidis and special guests on 77 WABC.
This is 77 WABC. John Catsimatidis here. And today in the studio, we've got Kevin McCullough and we have Lydia. I still can't pronounce your last
Lydia
name.
News. Lydia News. That's how you can find me on social media. Don't worry. Lydia News.
On the line, we have our special guest, our star of WABC, our fighter. We have Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Mayor, how are you?
Well, I'm very pleased to announce to my family at WABC, you'll be the first ones to know that I'm walking out of the hospital as soon as we finish this conversation.
Wow, that's wonderful.
I'm walking out. I'm fully taken care of. They did a great job at Georgetown Hospital.
Rudy,
I love them.
Rudy,
they're terrific. Rudy. Dr. Kumar, Dr. Beckett.
Aww.
The White House physician helped a lot. The president helped a lot. And I, you know, they got me better in 2 days.
Wow.
That is wonderful. That is such great news. You're ready to go on the road again?
I'm ready to. I have to take until Sunday to make sure that it's all out of my system. So I'll do my radio show tomorrow from my hotel room and the next day and Sunday. And then after Sunday, I'll be free.
That is
just
wonderful.
To be careful.
Mr. Mayor, the Kevin McCullough, we've watched over the last few weeks with the case that you've been pouring your heart and soul into have varying degrees of success in different places. How do you feel now that you've been kind of just watching from the outside for the last couple of days?
I've
what are your thoughts?
Believe it or not, with my son Andrew here, I've been working just about as hard.
I believe that.
I worked hard on the briefs that just went into the Supreme Court. Well, the one that is about to go in. I'm not sure it went in yet. But that case, the case put in Texas, a lot of that is our work also. As you can see, it's a lot of our witnesses that we put on the witness stand in Georgia and in Michigan and in Pennsylvania and in Arizona. So it's very much a joint effort. I think the case put together by the Attorney General of Texas is a brilliant case. I think that it's going to have the support maybe of 20 or 30 other states. It's not insignificant. And I think it should not be ignored. Unfortunately, I think a lot of these courts have been listening to the propaganda and just pushing these cases aside. I think if you were to take the time to read these papers, you would see a massive nationwide fraud stealing this election.
Mr. Mayor,
has to hear that evidence. Now, that's what it alleges. And the American people are entitled to a hearing of that. And then the Supreme Court and the American people can decide, is it true or isn't it true? But it's certainly substantial.
Mr. Mayor, this is Lydia Serrani. What do you say to people that you see the Twitter and you see the social media and they say, you know what, he has lost it. This is a lost cause. Give it up. What do you have to say to those people?
There are a bunch of people that have been propagandized. All you have to do, Lydia, is look at the tape in Chicago on November 3rd, 8 hours, right in front of your eyes, they're stealing 90,000 votes on live television. That will live forever. No matter how this election is decided, 20 years from now, in our history books, this will be considered a stolen election because the proof will live after. It's like the Zapruder film of the Kennedy assassination. No matter how this works out, they're going to look at that and they're going to see people stealing one ballot, two ballots, three ballots, marking it in four times, five times, six times. And then they're going to see the final count, 138,000 for Biden, 7,000 for Trump. And Biden won the state by only 10,000. Right in front of your eyes, Georgia is stolen.
Right.
And the weak politicians of Georgia, including their very, very disturbed governor, can't seem to stand up to it.
Mr. Mayor, I don't know if you know what happened
Times,
today. Today
they are. Go ahead.
Today, Mr. Mayor, some of the larger companies, what was it, YouTube?
Facebook.
Facebook, and the rest of them, I'm sure, follow through. If the word fraud, election fraud is mentioned, they're going to cut it out from being published.
It's going to be filtered
so
out.
So this is, you know, if it was Moscow or Belgrade or
China,
or China, Beijing,
mm-hmm.
I can understand that.
John, how can they do that in light of that videotape? The six employees of the city of Atlanta exclude everyone, and then at 2:30 in the morning, they open up these secret ballots that they had hidden there for 8 hours, and then they start counting them with nobody around.
Well, this happened today.
That's on. I have the tape. It's on my go to rudyscommonsense.com. It's right there, right on the top. I point right to the table. You can see the ballots getting stolen right in front of your eyes.
Mayor,
when
Pennsylvania was declined expedited review yesterday, I'm curious if, because it seems like that case is kind of mirroring what the Texas case is arguing and a lot of what you've been arguing. Were you surprised that Alito declined the expedited review?
No, I was not. I was not surprised that they didn't give a temporary restraining order. A temporary restraining order is very, very hard to get without a hearing. What I would be very surprised by if they don't give this case a hearing, or either case a hearing, then I think they're trying to see no evil, hear no evil. We don't want to get involved.
But on some level, they're somewhat required to, aren't they, Mayor? Because when a state goes after another state, the only court of relief is the Supreme Court.
Yes, but they're not. It's not mandatory. It's not a It is original jurisdiction.
Right.
But it's not one of the areas of mandatory original jurisdiction. So the court could decide to take it or not take it. And under these circumstances, personally, I can't imagine, for the good of the country, how you don't take it and resolve it. This has to be resolved. Otherwise, this is going to live in history with us forever. This is going to be an issue for America 20 years from now if it doesn't get resolved.
Well, who killed Kennedy?
More evidence. There's more evidence to come out. I know what we're going to find a week and 2 and 3 weeks from now in Europe and other places. There's more evidence to come out. This isn't over.
Mayor, on a related story that you happen to be expert on, Hunter Biden, there's breaking headlines that now his finances are being investigated by the feds, and this is possibly in relationship to everything that you've already revealed about what Hunter was involved in. Do you have any thoughts on why the feds are now going after his financial records?
Because he committed very serious crimes, and so did his father. All you have to do is read his text in his own words, and says in which he says he gave half of what he got to his father for 30 years. So, I mean, to go after Hunter Biden and make him a scapegoat is really pretty sick. He was doing it for daddy.
Mayor, this is Lydia Serrani. If it's true that Joe Biden did commit these crimes, and I'm just reading now, Hunter Biden did say in a statement that he learned yesterday for the first time that the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware advised his legal counsel, et cetera. What is going to happen to America when and if Joe Biden...
Somebody has to say about America, why the hell didn't they investigate this 3 years ago when I first brought it out? Why do they cover it up? Why do they cover it up and attack me for bringing out crimes that were put in my hands? I wasn't going after Joe Biden. These crimes were given to me. I mean, I didn't take $40 million from China. They did. I'm supposed to sit on that? They took $40 million from China? And now we see that the Chinese have a spy with Swalwell, they had a spy with Senator Feinstein. This is a very, very serious matter, and I don't know what big tech is up to, and I don't know what the arrangement with China is. It really frightens me.
Well, it's very scary from this side, but we want you to...
Covering up can only lead to horrible, horrible problems. It's like, you know, when you lie once, you got to lie twice, and then three times, and four times, and five, and then you create a massive problem. This should have been dealt with 3 years ago when Ukraine first came out, and it would have been over with.
Mayor, I don't think there's any question, at least in my mind, that there was voter fraud. For anyone to say that 80 million people voted for Biden, more African Americans, more so than Obama, it's just kind of mind-boggling. Do you think you will be able to discover the truth in time?
That's a very good question. That's the key question. I believe, but you know, the court could look at it differently. You've got to create the time. Stay up all night, work all night, This is about the United States of America. Is it going to have a legitimate government or not? And is it going to have a government that it can believe in?
That's a scary thing. You know, it could be a snowball effect. What happens if his son gets indicted? And
his son won't get invited.
Well, if he's
nothing's going to happen.
If he's president and his son gets indicted, there's not a lot that you can probably expect to happen. But John and Mayor both, I'm interested in your thoughts on this. You've got a Senate race in Georgia that's just days away. You've got very big concerns about these same crimes being recommitted. Mayor, I know you know the numbers, but Stacey Abrams has already registered 1 million-plus mail-in ballots.
And she entered into a consent decree with our ridiculous, idiotic governor and secretary of state, who claims to be a Republican but must be working for the other side. You don't have to examine the signatures on these mail ballots.
Yeah. And a million is 20% of what they had for the presidential race.
That is an invitation to fraud. Nobody's going to examine the signatures. You could put down Mickey Mouse 45 times, and Mickey Mouse would get the vote. I mean, it's ridiculous what they're allowing in Georgia. And they're going to go through it again. This is like not learning from the mistake the first time. And the stupid party there, it's just going along with it. The thing about Democrats, it's amazing. They can cheat like hell, and they'll stick together. You ask Republicans to stand up for the truth, and they run for the hills.
Mayor, this is Lydia Serrani, and I'm just going to read to you the statement released by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in regards to Hunter Biden now being under investigation for his taxes. It says, quote, President-elect Biden is deeply proud of his son, who has fought through difficult challenges, including the vicious personal attacks of recent months, only to emerge stronger. Your reaction?
It's a very, very sad statement. Hunter Biden is the product of a father who took advantage of him all his life and made him a bag man when the kid should have been treated for drug addiction early and often and never put in that position. The reason his life is ruined is because his father used him to take money from crooked Ukrainians, crooked Chinese, crooked Russians, crooked Kazakhstanis. I mean, he put him in with most crooked people in the world. Any good father would have kept his son out of that, particularly given the predilection he had to drugs. I have sympathy for Hunter Biden. You can tell I don't have sympathy for his father.
Well, Mayor, you're leaving the hospital. What's your message for New York and America tonight as you're headed back home?
You've got to handle this disease. You can't let it stop your life. You can't let it stop restaurants. You can't let it stop American industry. You can't let it stop the greatness of America from growing. It's another illness. It's another disease. You got to deal with it. President Trump has done miracles with this warp time approach to it. Every medicine I got didn't exist 6 months ago. I mean, it's amazing how well they treat it now. And we haven't even had this illness for a year. And we got attacked by the Chinese, and let's never forget that. This was a deliberate attack by the Chinese, either deliberate completely, or when it accidentally got out, they made sure they hurt us with this dramatically.
Yeah.
Mr. Mayor, Joe Piscopo, I jumped in the studio. I see John here. I see everybody here. I hear Mayor Giuliani's voice. I got to jump in the studio and say hi. We're on WABC. It's great to hear you doing okay, Mr. Mayor.
Now that I hear you, I'm doing better.
And I walk in. Johnson, they just say, Rudy, Mr. Mayor, they just say to me, go in with John Katz and Kevin DeDore on the radio now. And then I listen. I recognize that voice. You are strong, my friend. God bless you.
I am not strong. The president told me if I took this Regeneron, I'd be 10 years younger.
Yeah.
So let's see.
Yeah.
We got two New York icons, right?
Yeah.
We've got you, Joe Piscopo, and we have Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
He is the best.
New York.
One day he and I will do our New York, New Jersey song.
That's right.
Right.
I saw that. That's why
Joe,
I'm bringing
Joe,
it up. I want to see that for the
Joe
holidays.
Joe is starting.
All right, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Joe
yes,
is starting on Sunday night on WABC, Mr. Mayor, playing Sinatra.
Come on.
Oh, you got to come on. You can sing. We stopped.
Yes.
Remember at the White House? We were in the executive office building.
I remember.
Everybody forgot about the Italians, President Trump did not forget about the Italians, and he had Rudy front and center, Mayor Giuliani, and we sang. We did a kick line. Mike Pompeo was there.
Can we get a little teaser right now? Can we get a little something
Start
right now?
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. We gotta, come on. We're ready. Hey, Mr. Mayor, again, I don't want to be rude, guys. Thank you for letting me
Absolutely.
Come in. Kevin McCullough,
right.
My buddy.
My honor.
But I love the words you said about...
I will be back on tomorrow.
Great. And what you said about Andrew, it really touched my heart, brought tears to my eyes.
Yeah.
The father-son connection, God bless you for that. That was.
Well, we're holding up his checkout. The hospital is calling. He has to hang up and he's got to check out.
You're going to
charge him for another day.
You do, too.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. We are blessed. We are blessed, and thank you for that, Mr. Mayor. God bless.
Best wishes.
Yeah, it's the man. It's the man.
Rudy.
Well, you know what's amazing, John? And I was thinking about this when the mayor was saying that. You know, he and the president both, just a couple of days at the max in the hospitals,
see,
and they're
the
back
right
out.
Treatment with us?
Well, yeah, and I'm saying, remember where we were in March? You and I were having conversations about ventilators, and people were dying. Eight of ten people were dying.
The ventilators were killing people.
They were killing people, and now it's like, even if you're in the vulnerable category, you go in, a couple of days of the right meds, you're getting to go home, and it's like a brand new lease on life.
Right, and I think he said Regeneron, but I think he meant
Remdesivir.
Remdesivir, yeah. Which is the drug approved by the FDA and the emergency use authorization that the president pushed for.
Regeneron was a cocktail. That Regeneron cocktail.
Yeah.
That, I don't know if maybe the
That's
mayor got that.
Yeah.
Remdesivir is good. Dexamethasone is good. They
Correct.
Got hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak. You know what? I told you, Kevin, you know that. I got nicked by the virus myself.
Yeah.
I keep my immune system so strong.
This is the first time you and I have seen each other in a year.
How are you?
I'm good.
How are you, darling?
Good to see you.
You look
Congrats
great.
Congrats on your new gig, by the way.
Thank you.
Enjoy that.
What station are we on, John? You bought everything now. I'm confused. What station are
we
on?
Well, Kevin right now is on 970.
There you go.
Great, but he's also on WABC at the same time.
Well, you and I are both going to be on 970 here in just a little bit. And
how do you do that?
We're on
so,
all over the
so
place.
We're on WABC now on 77?
Correct. Live on WABC.
I love it. I'm so –
And we're announcing – that you're starting, it's Sinatra's birthday Sorry. On Saturday night.
Yes, sir.
Sinatra's going to be 105.
Yes, sir.
He's not making a guest appearance. and we're starting our Sunday night show with Aunt Sinatra and Joe Piscopo, the closest thing to Sinatra we have.
I am honored. John, I'm so honored to be here because I called the first thing I did when John said, if you're listening, we will be here sitting in the studio where Kevin is sitting right now at 10 to – it's 8 to 10, 8 to 10 on Sunday night. It's going to be Sundays with Sinatra. And the first thing I did was called the Frank Sinatra family, called my buddy Charlie Pignon, head of Sinatra Enterprises. And I said, you know, John Katzimatidis, oh, we love John. I go, he's got this idea of doing a whole big tribute to the old man, Mr. Sinatra,
yeah.
on Sunday nights. I said, and I could do it. So then I called. The next call was to Mr. Crowley, our boss over at AM 970.
That's correct.
Jerry and John are brothers. They're brothers. Kevin, I've never seen a platform. We were talking about it to the staff here. The platform between Salem Media, between WABC. This, we're just owning it. And people, when I travel around the country, they talk about how great the media and how's it exploded because of this man right here,
well,
Mr.
I was about to say, you know why all that is happening. It's because a local passionate fan of the genre of talk radio decided to reclaim one of if not the legendary set of call letters
in the history sold to iHeart. I was yelling at Jerry. Do you remember that?
I do.
I was yelling at Jerry. Why didn't you tell me? I would have wrote a check.
Poor Mr. Crowley. His ears are burning
to be
right
John
now.
John Katzimatidis, right?
But,
just write
but,
a check.
But in all seriousness, if you're a fan of 77 WABC or AM 970, The Answer, John Katzimatidis has such passion for what we do here and for the existence of free speech and truth telling, and that's what's going to save this industry.
Yeah, it's so true. So we're honored to be here. I cannot wait to. And we're playing music. We're doing music. I'm doing Frank Sinatra's music. Lydia, you got your Judy Garland
yes,
shoes.
Yes, I did. I wore them home sweet home. I actually tweeted out a picture of it, and I wore them in honor of Rudy Giuliani going home.
There's an old Greek
home
expression.
Sweet home.
Yes, sir.
No dancing in the aisles.
Yeah.
Did you see my shoes? Look.
No dancing in the aisles. Wow.
Look at that.
That's some shoes.
Wizard yeah, my Ruby shoes. Red, my Ruby, I was a big fan
you
of
You don't Dora click thing. Them three times and
I know,
places,
I wish. And to go to Westchester, exactly, and hit and bypass all the traffic. It would be amazing.
It's
just to click my heels.
But
I wish.
Like, John, thank you.
We're
I'm honored.
Go.
Honored to be here.
Well, I'm glad you're here.
Yes,
you're
sir.
Starting on Sunday night.
Yes, sir.
And And we got to celebrate the next 3 days. We got to talk about it.
Yeah, we will. And we're going to be live. I'm going to be taking phone calls and emails. And I'm going to tell you stories that I could just sit back. No politics, man. We're just going to talk.
I'm going to tell you the story when me and Frank Sinatra went to Athens.
You have to come on and tell that story. Let's save. Can we save it for Sunday night?
Don't.
Margo has a story. You have a story. It's spectacular. We got to talk about it.
Frank looked at Margo's eyes and started crying. We'll have Margo.
Wow.
Tell.
Just leave it there. Totally leave it there. Yep.
I heard a bit of it at the Tony Orlando party. I was like, oh my God. Yeah.
Well, we got to take a break. We got to pay the bills. And 77 WABC. We'll be back right after the break.